Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Sonia Crum Knight, VP of Programs and Impact at the Carol Robertson Center for Learning, teaching preschoolers up to 15 years old, I think, right? Sonia, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you for having us. Actually, children from prenatal all the way to 17.
Really? You're not a bricks and mortar school, right? You're more of a community center.
Right. So we have two brick and mortar locations in Little Village and North Lawndale. And in those buildings, we serve children from 6 weeks all the way to youth to 17 years old. But we also have an extensive, what we call traveling teacher network, home-based service. And we support other centers in Austin, North Lawndale, and Little Village, small state early learning programs. And we also support a network of family child care providers, so independent business owners who offer learning and enrichment in their homes.
And how is it that this center came to be named after Carol Robertson?
Well, the center name is a deeply embedded part of our history. We were founded in 1976 as families faced the closure of, at the time, what was one of the only after-school programs in the city. And one of the youth who was served through this program had heard the song Birmingham Sunday and suggested that the center be named in honor of the four little girls. And they settled on Carol Robertson's name. But we do our work in the name of Carol Robertson and in the memory of the four girls who perished. And the one who survived, who still lives today, Sarah Collins Rudolph, who was the little sister of Addie Mae Collins.
I was looking at your website. It looks like you do great things, and I know you've declared this Carol Robertson Week. As I mentioned earlier, it's the anniversary of the Birmingham church bombing. It was yesterday. So how do you teach social justice to young children? I mean, what's your approach? Because I know that's part of your role.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really, it has to be age appropriate and relevant. So most of our effort this week is really centering on our older youth, those who are ages 5 through 17. And it really, and so we're approaching the activities based on the age ranges, right? So for our lower grade levels, for example, yesterday, they met Melody, the American Girl doll from the civil rights era, right? And read the accompanying story of Melody's life, while our upper grade children watched the Spike Lee film, The Four Little Girls, the day before. Yeah, so, you know, it's really got to be age appropriate.
Sure.
And it's important to connect children to our social justice roots, because so much of what has happened in history resonates today. And we really take a hopeful approach in our messaging. So today, for example, today is Peace Day, right? So children will be exploring what peace means to them. They'll create peace art, posters, and we're also celebrating Mexican Independence Day, because it's really important to us as an organization to really speak to those intersections between the African American and Latinx experience. We are one of only a few organizations that serves both Latinx children and families and African American children and families within our buildings. It's like 50-50. So we're really proud of that and try to affirm it.
Because generally the two groups aren't together that much.
Yeah, it's sort of the legacy of our city. Legacy of our city, right?
My wife does some works at a center similar to yours, I think, in another city, and she's run into that as well, that the African Americans and Latinx, they tend not to work together as well.
Yeah, and so we've really, that's not a reality within our spaces.
Yeah.
We support dual language classrooms, everything we do. It's amazing to come to one of our meetings because there's live time translation. Actually, we've had many staff who have come to be fluent in Spanish as a result of working at the Carol Robertson Center for Learning.
Well,
yeah.
Where do people find more information about it?
Well, they can go to our website. They can visit all the social medias. Also, we have an amazing YouTube channel, and you can see a wonderful message from Diane Robertson Braddock, who is the sister of Carol Robertson. She continues to be connected to the site, as does the family of Carol Robertson, and also go to our website.
Yeah, you know, it's just nice because the stories aren't made up. We hear a lot of negative stories and bad things happening around the city. They're true. They're all true. But there are good things, great things happening around as well. And it seems to me that there are a lot of great things happening at the Carol Robertson Center. So I thank you for that, Sonia.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to share what we're doing this week.
Good luck from the future. I appreciate your time.